This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urged Europe to increase and speed up its supply of weapons to his country, as well as impose additional sanctions on Russia, saying otherwise the war could drag on for years. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
In a long and sharply worded video address to EU leaders, Zelensky said it was up to the 27-nation bloc to take action to contain Russia after the war has dragged on for more than a year. In particular, he reiterated demands for long-range missiles, more ammunition, and more modern aircraft. He said the EU needed to speed up the process to grant Ukraine membership. Zelensky was particularly critical of what he called the EU's delay in signaling stronger sanctions against Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is in Canada's capital for talks with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on a bunch of big global issues. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Several of the world's most difficult challenges are on the agenda. The war in Ukraine, climate change, trade, mass migration, and an increasingly assertive China. But two important areas of agreement already appear in hand. U.S. and Canadian officials say Ottawa will escalate its timeline for military upgrades to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and an update to rules for migrants seeking asylum. The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at a non-official checkpoint, enabling them to stay in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea tested a new underwater nuclear attack drone designed to create radioactive tsunami on enemy coasts, according to state media on Friday. The test of the drone came during 3 days of military drills guided by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, according to the Korean Central News Agency. This is VOA News. Gay rights supporters are denouncing Ugandan lawmakers for voting to criminalize anyone who publicly identifies as a sexual minority or engages in homosexual acts. We get more on the story from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Advocate Frank Mugisha says the last time legislation like this was around, there were cases of suicide.
This law is worse than the one that was here before because it has a death penalty, and many people will be worried. Many people would be scared. Some LGBTQ persons are not scared of the law as much as they are scared of their families, their friends, the media outing them and finding out who they are.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act will become law if President Yoweri Museveni signs it as expected. In Uganda, homosexual activity is already punishable with life imprisonment under a colonial-era law targeting, quote, carnal knowledge against the order of nature, end quote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Muslims in Nigeria on Thursday observed the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. After sunset prayers in Lagos, worshippers gathered for iftar, a meal accompanied by treats like candies and nuts. During Ramadan, observant Muslims abstain from food and water from dawn to dusk before gathering with family and friends for an indulgent nighttime meal. According to Islam, fasting draws the faithful closer to God and reminds them of the suffering of the poor. Israel ratified a law Thursday limiting the circumstances in which a prime minister can be removed, despite opponents' fear that it may be intended to shield incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his corruption trials. It's the latest wrinkle in the political crisis that has driven thousands of protesters into the streets. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has the story.
Israel's parliament has passed a new law that limits the conditions under which a sitting prime minister can be removed from office, despite objections from opponents that its intent is to shield Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his ongoing corruption trials. And it's the newest wrinkle in the latest political crisis that has swept the Israeli government, driving thousands of protesters onto the streets for months. Netanyahu's political coalition of religious conservatives and nationalists are planning to overhaul the country's judiciary system to protect against what it calls overreach by the Supreme Court and restore balance among the branches of government.
That was Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.